Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, truly, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. When you're informed, we all win. Right? Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure. Got so much to talk. Nikki Haley got whooped in her own hometown, home state, whatever you want to call it. And I appreciate the time, you know, that you spend with me listening to these things, sending me emails. Several of you say you're going to talk about this. Well, of course I am. I've asked Rick Trader, he is the host of Conservative Commandos, to be on with me the next hour to discuss this kind of thing. Because seriously, I mean, for her to be up there, there's something up. You guys in the chat room, you got to let me know where your head's at, what you're thinking. There's got to be something up that she is not willing to back down. She's spending money like crazy. She's losing donors. Right? So you're sitting there trying to figure out, okay, what's in it for her? What is she seeing that none of us have? She's like a last-minute whatever? Right? I didn't even know what that means myself. Well, last minute what? Reprieve? They're going to show up, take Trump away in handcuffs, and she's just going to walk into it? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. Okay? You go to joemessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's great stories there you can click on that you can read. And there's just so much happening. So much information you can get involved with. All right. This story was great. I should say it was kind of great. Gen Z is living with their parents to save money. But eventually it's going to cost them big time. You know, part of this, before you decide to move in with your parents, you need to decide. Seriously. Go talk to a tax person. Make sure you got everything figured out first, because it can end up costing you a lot more, right? So after graduating from college, a young lady by the name of Bethany Clark, she moved back in with her parents. She planned to spend a year studying full-time. Yeah, be a teacher, great thing to do. So it made sense to live at home while she wasn't earning an income. But when she landed her first teaching job, right, she didn't leave. I didn't see the point of moving out without any real savings. 2 years later, 24, she's still living with her parents and has no savings. And I've been reading more and more that, you know, Gen Z, millennials and what have you, don't really know and or understand. I'd love to get an economic expert on this to try to figure it out. Right? I mean, don't understand how to save money or why to save money for that matter. Right? They start off with some things thinking that they're already lost. It's already gone. They really don't stand a chance anyway. They can't own their own home. So let's just spend it. Let's not put it in a bucket or a bag or something somewhere. Right? Clark's not alone. According to the, the U.S. Census Bureau, the percentage of young adults living at home has climbed 87% over the last 20 years. Now more than half of the 18 to 24-year-olds in America are living with their parents. And a recent survey by Rent Cafe, that's a good one, 41% of adult Gen Z respondents who live with the family said that they thought that they'd be living with other family members for at least another 2 years. Wow. You know, I come from a culture, you know, I have an Italian background, you know that, I love to talk about. And it was not unheard of for a male to be living at home 30, you know, into their 30s or 40s. Right? And I say that, you think about it. They were there, they were supposed to, now, they were working towards saving money to buy a house or whatever it was, find the right woman, whatever. But it wasn't seen as a bad thing, necessarily. And I think we've brought up these kids today, these young people, to be out of the house by the time they're 18. Gotta go, be on your own, go to college, and get out of here. Doesn't have to be that way. Unless, you know, unless they're a real schlock and they don't do any work or anything, that's a different story. But if they're trying to make things work, they're trying to save money for a home, they're going to college, they're doing whatever, then it's okay to help them out. Right? This whole trend started back in 2022, right? Moody was reporting that the average American renter was spending more than 30% of their income on rent for the first time, you know, in history. Now, the government considers rent-burdened Zers would spend $226,000 on inflation-adjusted rent in their lifetime. That's $24,000 more than millennials. We'll do a little bit more on this. I know you're swimming in numbers, but it's very interesting. Take notes. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, just texting, tweeting, Xing, whatever. Can anybody please tell me what that is? Just write me an email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. I would love to know. Anyway, before the break, we were talking about Gen Zers. That have moved back into the house after college, trying to save some money, that kind of thing, and can't move out in today's economy. They can't save enough money. They can't move out. There's a lot that they can't do. And I do feel bad. I do earnestly feel bad for them. We needed to teach them. And one of the things we've seen happen over the last couple of decades, where even parents are afraid to talk about finances with their kids or help their kids figure out finances. The school district should not be doing this. I mean, schools should be teaching basic money flow, how the economy works, that kind of thing. But not, you know, here's what you should be doing, save your money and the investments you should make. That I wouldn't do. All right? I mean, and you parents, God, don't be afraid to talk to them. Matter of fact, I don't know what kind of financial situation, if you're in a really good financial situation, say to them, look, your dad and I, your mom and I are here, we're doing this, we're doing that, and the reason we're doing so well or we can do this is because we were taught young, this is what we do with our money, this is what we've invested, and that doesn't mean you do it. I just had this conversation with one of my kids. You do what you have to do for you, right? That's not a you do you, that's a I don't know how much you're making, I don't know how much you can put aside, I don't know what your future goals are and when you want to, retire, and how you want to retire. You kind of sit down with an advisor and figure that whole thing out. The Harris Poll survey of 4,100 adults, 70% of 18 to 29-year-olds, who lived with their parents said they would not be in a strong financial position right now if they chose to live elsewhere. One said that I work in the same area as where my family lives. I can't justify moving down the road, paying the, you know, exorbitant rents for a little bit more extra space. She pays a little rent to her parents. She's able to save most of her income. You know, that's the other thing, too. When your parents are older and retired, help out with the food, electricity. Because when you come into the home, especially in California, where everything has gone up, food's gone up, heat's gone up, water's gone up, all of it. Right? So you have to be involved. You have to know, you know, what these numbers are so you can help your kids. And you've got to help your parents out. Don't be a burden on them. They don't mind you living there, but, you know, if it's costing them more in water, electricity, heat, all that, help out a little bit. Won't hurt you. Anyway, for many, home ownership's out of reach, right? Some of the Gen Zers, they managed to sneak into a housing market, right? Because the average first-time home buyer reached a record high of the average age of a home buyer, first-time home buyer, was 36 last year. Wow. The National Association of Realtors found more than one-third of Gen Z respondents in a 2022 Freddie Mac survey said it's something that they thought they'd never be able to achieve. Now, here's the thing. There are certain programs the government has, backs up supports, where you can get in with less money down, because that's the other thing. They cannot save the money that they need to get down, because some of these homes, if you had to come in with 20%, it's $100,000. Right? On a $500,000, now, depending on where you live, in California, a $500,000 home is, well, garbage, really. I don't want to put anybody down, I don't mean it that way, but you know what I'm saying, you'd probably have to do a lot of work to it. In the, because of the recent recession, millennials were the first generation to stay home in big numbers. Now, Generation Z, or Gen Z, is following their footsteps. But the millennials, well, whether they deserved it or not, the millennials were called lazy for living with their parents well into their 20s. It became cool for Gen Z to live at home, and today's affordable housing crunch, older generations are staying. Look at even the older folks who own their homes, whether it's outright or the last couple of years of mortgage payments, where are they going to go? Think of the mortgage payment is like 2.4%, 2.25%. Where are they going to go? Right? Now, I got news for you. Right? Alert. Historically, young people have stayed with their parents during times of economic uncertainty. All the way back to the 1940s, at the tail end of the Great Depression, Almost 50% of 18 to 20, not 50%, of 18 to 29-year-olds live with their parents. And that rate hadn't been surpassed until you got into the early 2020s. So again, I'm just trying to paint a picture here. It's not the end of the world. We've been in this position before, but our kids have been taught that, you know, you shouldn't be in this position. You shouldn't be living with your parents. You should have enough. Okay, whatever. If your parents won't let you stay there, and you're not a burden to them, and you help out a little bit, there's no problem. There shouldn't be a problem, I should say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure, really, truly, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate your time with us here on the air, texting, tweeting, whatever you want to call it. Everybody's got a name for it, except for me. Anyway. God, I lost my place. Nothing new. I do it all the time. Oh, yeah. You know, have you noticed across the country that you're seeing more and more of these legislators that want to crack down on real, true, peaceful protests, right? And New York Assemblywoman Stacey Pfeffer, she recently introduced a bill, she's a Democrat, that would designate as domestic terrorism the criminal offense of deliberately blocking a public road, bridge, transportation facility, or tunnel. The bill also increases the current penalty range from that of a Class A misdemeanor, maximum time of, you know, 364 days in jail. They don't put anybody in jail anymore. To that of a Class D felony, up to 7 years in prison. We'll talk about this a little bit more after the break, because some of these laws are already in place. How about you simply enforce them? What do you think? Just saying. Be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. Authorities are reporting that the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Abaro was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, whose remains were found last week in a wooded area near the university. A significant weather system is moving across the United States. Snowfall expected in the Mountain West, while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest may experience thunderstorms. This marks the onset of the first of two storm systems expected to affect the country in the coming week. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Well, that helps. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Really do. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Tweeting and texting. And I don't even know. Look, again, what is it? Twitter, formerly known as X, or X, formerly known as Twitter. Now, I know he's a genius, but could he come up with something? What are you doing? Are you Xing? Are you still tweeting? Anyway, we're talking about this new laws that some of the state assemblies are trying to push through to fine, and not that I disagree with this, but that they would fine the people who block public roads, bridges, transportation. The thing I don't like about this, hit me wrong, and look, this is a Democrat putting it forward to stop something that I think is ridiculous to begin with. But you got, where is it here? They're calling it domestic terrorism. So, having a sit-in, an old, good old-fashioned 60s sit-in, was never called a domestic, you were never called a domestic terrorist for doing that. We're throwing these terms around that are pretty bad. And they shouldn't be. You got representatives in Arizona, Tennessee, Minnesota, and Washington. They've introduced similar legislation. Now, they're targeting protesters by enhancing the offense class. And that's okay. I mean, truly, I'm okay with that. But don't call it domestic. You're overusing that word. You know what I'm saying? You're going to overuse that word, and like everything else, it's like racism has become today. It doesn't hold the same meaning to it anymore. Michelle Alexander's The New Jim Crow provides a detailed indictment of how the criminal code has been amended, subsequently used to increase prosecutions and punishments targeting non-whites, she says. Although neutral on its face, the disproportionate impact on communities of color, how do you know that? I mean, they're specifically targeting these protesters that block traffic. So
I'm sorry, is it only black folks that are blocking traffic? How is it going to be? And there's nothing in here. It's a pretty big story. But there's nothing in here that lays out how and why it affects the black community more. And this is where these thinkers, trying to be nice, on the left, they just blow it up on their own. First of all, you shouldn't call them domestic terrorists. Secondly, it's okay to enforce or enhance the laws that are already on the books for this kind of thing. And third, prove that this is racist. Prove that this only happens in black communities, or 90% of the time it happens in black communities. They find it a little sneaky that it's about civil disobedience, and they try to tie Rosa Parks into it. This is why it's so hard to believe they're telling you the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's so hard to actually believe that this is what they, you know, that they're honest about it. They're being sincere about it. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-557. I hope you get what I'm saying here. It is that ridiculous, I think, personally, that ridiculous. Hello to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, okay? Use promo code Joe. You'll save 30 to 70%. And you know what? You've got pillows, pillowcases, mattress covers. I mean, everybody thinks it's just pillows, or a lot of people think it's just pillows. But it's not. There's so much more there. When I talk about doggy beds and robes and slippers and all these things, truly, that you use at home every day, and you buy it from companies who hate you, who are run by governments that hate you. Why would you do that? Okay, Mike Lindell's team, he's got a lot of Americans that work in his factories and plants, support teams around his factories and plants. It is a big deal. Anyway, God, the mess that's being created by what they're doing to Trump in New York, they don't even know. Right? You got real estate investors, real estate management companies are going, stop. We're just going to have to stop doing business in New York. Former President Donald Trump, right? I mean, causing a stir in the real estate market. After the end of his trial, when the judge required him to pay $450 million in fines and interest, right? They don't think anything through. They really don't. It's normal for investors to track cases related to their businesses. Right? It helps them align. You know, when they watch what's going down in a city, big or small, a city that they're thinking about investing in, they can keep track of what's happening. They know what their chances are of getting a large project through is. You know, and many were invested in Trump's case. And when they saw the verdict, they were like, okay, well, I can't fight this. Thank God he's fighting it because I can't fight it. And they're right. I mean, none of them could pay that much in fines. Every one of them has fudged in some way, shape, manner, or form, a loan application. And the bank will say, no, it's really not worth that much. It's worth this much, but we'll loan you this. Now, Grant Cardone, he's out of New York. He explained that his firm planned to set up shop in multiple states. And these included California, Chicago, and New York. However, the recent verdict on Donald Trump's case says, New York has now been crossed off the list. He announced on X last week that his firm is going to pull out of New York immediately. He said, Dear Cardone Capital team, immediately discontinue all underwriting on New York City real estate. The risk outweighs the opportunities at this time. Ooh. All because of a personal vendetta. All of it. And even you on the far left that hate Trump, you cannot put your finger on a law that he broke, okay, and on who got hurt. And all of a sudden, whatever her name is, the AG there says, doesn't matter. Nobody has to get hurt.
The banks were excited. They got their money. They got their high interest rate. They got paid. Cardone's announcement went viral quickly. At the same time, you had people like Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. He called New York a loser state. I'm out of here. This is not, and it's not going to stop there. You know that, right? Investors, they won't invest if they can't predict the cash flow. Right? Some people are like, why is Trump's case such a big deal? Right? When investors are looking to invest money, before they invest, they look at how predictable the state is, how it's growing, what the laws are like, what they're going to be able to build, are they going to be able to sell, how are they going to be able to sell if the laws are a certain way. Really? Now, Governor Kathy Hochul came out almost immediately like, oh, hey, what are you doing? There's nothing to worry about. Right. Sure. Property prices will rise, she said. Houses will be a little bit more challenging to secure, but we'll fix it. I mean, that doesn't give you a warm fuzzy? You got nothing to worry about? Kevin O'Leary quickly got back at her. He said, there's no victims that lost money. The judge made an arbitrary decision that made it hard to put faith in New York City's legal system. Ooh. Ooh. I agree with him, though. You know, some of you don't want people making money. I don't even understand that. I don't have to understand it, but I don't understand it. When these guys make money, they're able to hire people. The more money they make, the more people they hire. Yes, they're putting good money in their pocket. When you put yourself out like that, when you, stretch yourself out financially, put yourself on the line, I don't have a problem with you making money. Nobody should have a problem with you making money. Investors are going where? You have to go back to find out. Really. I don't know if you'll be surprised, but investors are moving their money to a much safer place. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hope you're enjoying your time with me. I always appreciate my time with you. All right. We've been talking about where investors are going out of New York City. I mean, again, like I said, a lot of times these people don't think past their elbows. Okay? They're so vindictive, so nasty, so hateful. They couldn't wait to nail Trump, no matter what it costs the city. And the proof that they don't care about you, I mean, think about what they're doing, even with the illegals coming in. Putting them up, using your tax dollars to take care of them. And yet you're still on the street, you can't get the health care you need, you can't get the decent schools you should have. And they don't care. They just don't care. So investors are moving where? I kind of teased you before we left. They're moving to Florida, that terrible, nasty Gestapo state, according to Governor Newsom. Real estate firms need a place with favorable laws. Right? Conditions to trade assets for their clients' property. Florida is one of those places. Right? Cardone is one of the investors who's moved his company to Florida. Out of New York City.
He says, you know, people think that these fleeing investors are shady. They don't want to be discovered by the government. But there's a deeper reason, he said. The laws surrounding fraud are unreliable. I mean, some of you guys just hate Trump so much you don't want to hear you're glad they got him on something. But the laws they got him on, okay, haven't been used in 100 years, number one. I know that doesn't make him any less, but they would have to arrest. They would have to make this fair and equitable, because I know you love that word. They would have to go get every investor in New York City. They would have to go through the bank records of every one of those people that built those towers and other things there. Right? Property loans are secured and based on the perceived value of the property, not the actual value. You have to learn a little bit about appraising to understand how this works. And how the number, because, you know, a piece of land, a piece of dirt, before it's developed or improved on, as they say, is worth nothing. It's just dirt. But once you lay out the plan for the bank and you show them the direction you want to head in and what you plan on doing with that piece of property and why you need the construction loan or a loan period, that when you get done building that tall, beautiful building, the property will then be worth, you know, X amount of dollars. Right? And at that point, you're doing the best you can with what you got. You're telling them what you believe to be true. And they can't stand it. So, and he's right. It's not that they're shady. They're investors. They're in business to make money. Cardone expands, saying that the bank will only take one or two property appraisals. These selected ones they'll differ from his conclusion. The bank, you know, he submits one, the bank has one, and they come together somewhere in the middle, you know. But ultimately, the bank's the one with the money. They're going to decide whether they're going to go ahead with the loan or not based on the information they have. Right? The bank's value will never be what your value is. Let's just be honest about it, okay? Because they have to be conservative. It's, again, just nuts that all of a sudden this is an issue. And the investors, they're worried about New York City. They're worried about staying there. I don't blame them. Because now, because of Trump, and the precedent that's been set, any investor can be accused of fraud. Right? Because the standards, the procedures that they've used forever, and I mean forever, I guess no longer can be used anymore. So both Cardone and O'Leary, they condemn New York for what they're doing. They're getting out. No one will put big money in the city anymore. I think their fears are valid. Remember, investors are in this to make money. They're not in this so they can make some more friends. That's not what this is about. And the whole idea is to get a return on your investment. I mean, you guys, some of you don't want to hear about people that want to make money, which I get the biggest kick out of. Really, in all sincerity, right? God bless. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate your connection with me. You can send me an email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. I just get so many stories I want to get to that I know I'm not going to get to tonight. Right, we've got Rick Schrader coming on after the break. Not after the break, in the next hour. We're going to talk about Nikki Haley's, well, she calls it a win. She thinks she's won. Just amazing. Well, they're at it again. All these people are at it again. They had fireworks erupting after Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome. Now, you know what I love about this? Winsome Sears, first black female lieutenant governor in Virginia. And when she was elected, mainstream media couldn't be bothered. Why? Because she's a conservative Republican. This is why nobody believes him. This is why, you know, it's disingenuous for you to say that you're for the black woman, or you're for the woman, or you're for, you know, the black community. Actually, you're not. Anyway. The chamber was forced into recess twice over Democrat tantrums, and that's what I'm going to call them, Democrat tantrums. Yelling and screaming from the floor just wipes out decorum. So, hearing Winston Sears refer to, what is it, one of the senators who is transgender as sir. Right? She said, I'm not here to upset anyone. I'm here to do the job. Right? The people of Virginia have elected me to do a job, and I'm going to do it. She went on to say, I understand that Senator Rome is upset, Sears said. I'm not here to upset anyone. Now, Yahoo News was reporting that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears eventually said that she was sorry, but she did not specifically say that Senator Danica Rome. She looked at each section of the chamber and she said, I just apologize. They want her to do a formal apology or else. Now, she appeared agitated in making the apology, saying that while she meant no disrespect in her comment, she chastised a set of Democrats for what she claimed was showing disrespect towards me. And she's right. There was a dozen ways to handle that. That was not it. Now, Rome, in 2018, she became the first trans person seated in the state legislature in the country. When Rome assumed the seat for the House of Delegates, which to me is amazing. Right, you got to be the first this, the first that, the first woman. You know, you're hearing in the background that Harris, they're kind of luring her forward, saying, hey, look, Joey B's going to go out on sick leave. We're going to bring you in as the first female president. And you can, you know, even if it's for a couple of months, you can have that title. That title will never go away. It'll be yours. this is amazing to me. It's almost funny, but it's sad. It'll be yours. And that way there you go down in history books as the first, not only female, but person of color to be president. They're not going to be able to take that away from you. It's just amazing. It's all it is. It's all about race for these people. It's all about this stuff. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi recently sat down for a softball interview with Sky News' Yelda Hakim. Pelosi said that European leaders shouldn't worry about something that may never happen when asked to respond to Trump's possible reelection. Yeah, right, because he wasn't going to be elected the first time. Remember her saying that? Yeah, okay, yeah. Unless you know something that's going on in the background. She also said that the U.S. has an obligation to keep funding Ukraine, you know, as its war with Russia rolls forward. Pelosi said Trump is really grotesque and claimed that there needs to be an intervention in Trump's mental health, which is really funny because Joey B is mentally strong in her mind, which tells you maybe where her mental condition is at. The interview went on to say, Europeans here are worried. They see America and they say America is stepping back. You dealt with Donald Trump. What advice would you give them? She said, instead of saying that the U.S. doesn't care what Europeans think, Pelosi said Trump is really grotesque. Pelosi misunderstood the question and did nothing but trash Trump. God. She said, have an intervention into your mental health. She talking to Trump here, who wasn't there. She says, your political viability. And then she looked at the commentators and said, he's really gross. It's really a shame. She's just... But we need to give more money to Ukraine, she said. Of course, she's probably running lower than $100 million in one of her accounts. Joe Messina, your host, Rick Schrader, joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.